How goes it, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the How We Do podcast, a self-help podcast from the beautiful state of the state that we're in. I'm Ian, and to my right, as always, is Kyle.
Thank you.
And across the pond, we've got Jaren.
Hello.
And next to him, we've got Gage.
Hey.
And this episode of the podcast is brought to you by Intune CBD. Stay tuned to listen more about the deals we've got for you in store later during the show, in the middle
the
of
deals.
It. Deals and the steals.
Deals. Wheeling and dealing.
Mm-hmm. Gavilan wheel, Gavilan deal.
I'm not sure what Star Wars character that is, but okay.
It's a Dark Souls reference.
I thought it was the new Star Wars character that wheeled around.
Gavilan?
Yeah.
No, you're thinking of Galavan.
Okay.
Very cool.
This is when you tell us where to subscribe to the show.
Oh.
Or talk about the new show.
Oh, yeah.
No, the new show sucks. The new show's asshole.
I like the new show.
Then I'll do our show, you do the new show.
Okay.
Okay. You ready?
Yeah.
All right, go ahead.
Hey, there's a new How We Do podcast show you can get on major podcast networks, and that is called the That Movie Place Podcast. You can find it on Spotify, iTunes, Google Play. It's a show where we talk about movies and if they're good or bad or whatever. Usually that's what Ian says at the beginning of the show.
That's so, exactly what I say.
I'm glad you said it.
Is the tagline on the website now that's hosted for it? Also, the logo features a check mark and an X mark for the good or the bad. It's a podcast we're going to try and do it like every 2 weeks, a little bi-weekly show. It swings both ways, and we're going to talk about famous movies. Coming up, we're doing Cat in the Hat, so make sure you go over there and subscribe to it so you're ready and you get the notification when we talk about Cat in the Hat, the Michael Myers tip of the top mountain for his career.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Unfortunately, what's her name isn't in it from the original.
Who are you?
Jamie Lee Curtis. Jamie Lee Curtis is not in it. Michael
from the original.
Yeah. Michael Myers is in it. Jamie Lee Curtis does not make an appearance.
Yeah.
I'm over this joke.
And you can also find the same thing for our podcast, How We Do Podcast, in the major, whatever Gage said, the major places that you find podcasts at. Find us. You can also hear about what we talk about and things like that and send in reviews and stuff and maybe give us a little smooch in the DMs.
I did hear some feedback from a listener recently who was like, why is your podcast listed in the lifestyle and help advice categories?
I'm sorry?
That's what we
and
are.
And I'm like, are you I'm sorry. Kidding me? You mean you listen to our show and you never felt helped once?
Yeah.
We're a self-help podcast.
Are you listening to it backwards?
God. Yeah, you listen to the end first? What, are you an idiot?
Stupid? If you start with the Gage's segment, of course you're not going to learn anything.
Of course. You're just going to hear the best outro ever and then Gage's stuff.
Yeah. And what do you do with the Tuesdays?
Yeah.
You just ignore them?
Tell me you knew that every day, all those Tuesdays were those days. Tell me.
Did you know? I explained to a coworker. He was like, it's National Wine Day. I said, you know what else it is? National Milking O'Cow While It's Wine Day.
And this person thought you were just a genius of holidays.
Yeah, he was like, what is that? And I said, it's a good question. You should go here and find out. And I sent him the How We Do Podcast link.
That's why I'm taking an hour for lunch today.
Yeah.
I'm going to go milk a cow on a plane.
Yeah. Watch out, Missouri.
Is that a threat?
Was it Missouri or Minnesota?
Missouri.
They counted it.
It was Missouri.
Yeah,
it was Missouri.
That's why, because they're going to Missouri to milk the cow.
Gotcha. Yeah, to pick off the cow.
Old Queen. Milk Queen. Wasn't her name?
Yeah, I think so. Something like
Sky
that.
Queen.
Sky Queen. And the world is
milk queen.
He listens. You want to get in the Tuesdays?
Sure. Yeah.
It is Osbornuary 25th.
Back to formula?
Hello, my dear.
It is
Spider-Man. Come on, Spider-Man.
It's International Pancake Day.
Fuck pancakes. They're the worst. Here,
okay,
food.
So we need to have that conversation.
We've had this conversation.
We've done it before, but it's pancakes or waffles, right?
Waffles are better than pancakes.
Waffles are so much better.
Pancakes, waffles, or French toast.
Waffles.
Well, if we're throwing French toast in there, I think I got to go with French toast.
Wrong. It's French toast.
It's French toast.
It's waffles.
And then it's waffles, then it's pancakes.
What's the case for waffles?
They're better.
Why? I need data.
Crunch,
I need
crispy
stats.
Crunch for longer.
No, waffles hold the crispy crunch longer.
That's exactly what Jared just said.
Oh, I thought you said French toast. I was about to get mad.
No, French
waffles
toast
hold the crispy crunch the longest out of the three.
Yeah,
yes,
and that's
definitely.
Why it's better. That's why you got to have it. Trap that
waffles.
Pepper.
Waffles hold syrup the best, and that's the only thing it has going for it.
But I'm not a big syrup boy.
You don't want your syrup running all over the place, getting all the foods, getting
stuck. It's got to be contained.
If I get too much syrup in my gob,
French toast soaks the syrup better than the others.
Yeah, but then you get soggy ass food.
Not really.
Bread.
See, no, that's
you got good bread. Good bread. If you have good bread, that doesn't happen.
Also, egg. The egg is like a rubber. Egg.
Mm-hmm.
It is. Yeah, but like it's so easy to fuck up French toast where it's like too much egg, and you're like, oh, what is this?
How is it easy to fuck that up? All you do is put a bowl. You put a bowl with egg in it. You scramble those eggs, and then you just dip both sides. How do you add too much egg? Are you putting egg on top of your bread when you put
it in there? I'm not saying I'm the one fucking this up, but I think there's some real lame-os out there who are fucking up the breakfast game.
Well, okay,
but that's because they need to get out.
That doesn't come from them fucking it up. That comes from them doing it wrong.
Right, yeah. So like, just entirely I've had wrong. More fucked up French toast than I have had waffles.
Who's every making waffle your I've French had, toast?
So
dumbasses.
Are they like putting it on the stove first and then trying to make it real quick, like trying to do the egg and like scramble it and like try to do everything on the fly?
They're sending it out with like a beret on and a baguette on the side
and hoping for the best.
That's the worst idea.
If this is French, please God,
please make the transition yourself.
Speak French words to the thing. I don't know. Waffles are just the best to me.
Waffles are great. We can all agree that pancakes are at the bottom, though, right?
Right.
Of course.
Yes.
Now, it was recommended to me that our poll for this week should be waffles versus pancakes.
That's not even fair, but we can do it.
We can do it. Everybody I've talked to coming into this podcast, I thought I was going to defend waffles more over pancakes. Everybody else likes pancakes.
Really?
100%.
Okay, well, we can do it.
We can do it. I just don't want this to divide our listenership, you know?
Even more?
We already lost somebody of the listeners over this dumb Lego thing.
Yeah, we got weak-footed idiots.
Baby-footed
idiots. We also have people that like killing plants and displaying their corpses for each
which
other.
Which we do need to talk about.
Yeah, which I'm very upset about because you made it look like I'm a bad person.
We might as well just talk about it now. Well, last week's poll.
So I think what happened there is I think people voted that without listening for context.
Yeah, exactly.
Why
what thought. Context?
On yeah, because I didn't say flowers.
Hear your dumb arguments. They you're understand what flowers are.
You're giving a gift of something that's dying.
Yeah.
Intentionally.
The way it's phrased is like a flower in general. So if someone has a potted plant, that's a terrible gift. I disagree. I think a potted plant is great. But if you cut the life from a flower and then just display that flower in some water and be like, this is it. That's a
I'm
bad
hearing,
gift.
Well, that's like,
I'm hearing
what
a
if,
lot of...
What if I cut my finger off and put a ring on it and then gave it to you? That doesn't make it a good gift.
I'd be in love.
Why?
You are a sham of a man.
I'm hearing a lot of like sad boy excuses right now. We said on this show, the question is, are flowers a good gift? That's what
but
we
there's
said.
There's context.
We didn't even put up context
there's
for the Lego
story.
Thing. I didn't even put up a good enough picture for no, and it just still worked.
No.
You don't get to pick and choose.
Wow.
So I want to read the results. Are flowers a good gift? As the How We Do podcast asked on Facebook, and 70% of people said yes, flowers are a good gift, while 30% of people said no and picked a sad boy.
Sad boy.
So buy stocks and roses now. Buy stocks.
Buy them now. Buy them for next year's Valentine's Day while they're cheap.
I would much rather have the $25 to $30 that you spend on flowers.
$25 to $30.
Yeah.
What kind of cheap shit are you buying, Gage?
You don't have to spend that much money for
flowers.
You're
getting flowers at Walmart?
You can totally
what kind of cheap shit do you buy?
Regardless.
As well.
I would rather the money that's
you
spent
get?
On flowers.
The origami or like flowers.
Paper flowers?
Is lasting.
What, are you going out buying synthetic flowers? You don't really care about that person? You don't think that their love is real?
You're
so you get synthetic
that I
stuff?
Spend more on flowers, the thing you think is a bad gift.
Yeah, if you're gonna spend on a dead corpse, you better go all in, dog.
It better
that's all
be
I'm saying.
Wouldn't it be more advantageous corpse. Your argument to say spend less than the thing that's dying because obviously it's a bad gift and you want that thing once that thing's gone, that's fine, and it's only a small waste of money instead of a big waste of money.
Wrong.
I think,
because
at
I think
least now you can agree that it's a waste
wrong.
Of money.
I'm not saying
wrong.
It's a waste of money.
Gage,
I think
you said
it's a good thing.
You said either
that,
it's
I'm putting
a small
words
waste of money or
for him
big
to have
an
idea. Listen, I think flowers are a great gift. I bought them. I'll continue to buy them.
Wrong. So here's what I'm thinking.
And I saved money on it because it wasn't the only thing I bought.
Wrong. So here's what I'm thinking.
Here we go.
If you spend less on a dead thing, then its worth is depreciated, right?
You already think the worth depreciated.
It has no value, which means that the love that you're buying it for has no value, little to no value, because you're not spending enough on it. If you spend more on a thing that shows your love, you should actually spend more on it. Even if it's a bad gift, you should spend more because then it's depreciated and the value goes down by not spending as much, and then you look like a shit person.
But we all understand.
You want to kill my dick?
As we all understand, gift giving is not about the cost spent. It is about the thoughtfulness. And if somebody
Rookie mistake in
the idea that they want flowers for a certain holiday, that is thoughtful to get them what they want.
But the life that's given is worth nothing if you don't spend enough for it.
It's not about what's worth what. As long as you're getting the thing that they want the most.
And but if they want it,
here's the thing. The life of the flower means nothing to you if you're not paying enough. Life itself means nothing to you.
The flower already means nothing to me. I'm giving it as a gift. It means something to somebody else. They don't know how much it costs to get anything they want.
Wow.
You think Gage gives a fuck about plants?
I cannot believe.
There's a lot of plants in here right now.
I can't even believe my ears.
None.
Zero.
My ears can't even believe him.
Shut up, Ian.
A sham.
How about that?
Man.
I mean, shut up.
Don't tell me that.
Just a hot shut up.
No. I'm gonna go plant my flowers.
So I'll ask you, if we put up a waffles versus pancakes poll, what do you think? How do you think that's gonna shake out?
I think waffles will win. Yeah,
I think waffles are gonna have a quick 4 votes for it.
Very fast.
You know, I'm gonna do it right now during the show. You guys talk about the next day. We'll see where we're at the end of the show.
And be sure to vote on that poll. It is let's eat all right day.
All right.
It's actually let's all eat right day. So, still phrased very bad.
Let's eat all right.
Yeah.
Let's eat. All right.
Mm-hmm. Eat the alt right.
Mm-hmm.
So, do you guys have bad eating habits?
It's terrible. I'm a fucking worst.
Why?
I don't know. I eat shit constantly.
You need to fix that.
Looking for a perfect waffle picture to really swing the vote here.
Make sure you get that alt text in there. Make sure Google's checking that thing out.
Yeah.
Make sure Google's like, oh shit, that's a fucking savory treat right there. That's a breakfast of boys.
I eat real bad. Real bad.
You, Kyle.
Yeah. Yeah.
How can Gage? I eat better? How can I eat better right now?
So I'm Kyle's health coach, even though he doesn't pay me or ask me to be it, or also doesn't.
Or doesn't even follow your direction, apparently.
Yeah. Correct, correct.
Correct, very correct. Thank you. So, vegetables are very important. Fast food, get it out of here.
So, do you have like a food pyramid, or like do you have some type of like structure that you go by as a? Are you a nutritionist, or you're just a coach?
Here's the thing.
Okay.
If you buy it from a grocery store, it's automatically better for you than getting it from fast food. So you can go out and buy chicken patties, already better for you. You're already doing a good thing.
Okay.
If it's from a grocery store, it's automatically healthy.
Automatically healthy. Yeah.
That's why people make dinner. Because it's from the grocery store. You're eating healthy now because it's from the grocery store. Okay. You're not eating.
What if I buy a lean cuisine?
From the grocery store, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
And also the grocery store naturally packs in nutrition?
It has to.
Oh, okay.
It's
America.
It's an actual grocer.
What about the food that is already sold at the grocery store? Like your rotisserie chickens and your sliced meats.
Even better.
Even better?
Even better.
So they'll prolong your life.
Yep. They really savor your flavor of life.
Okay.
You know what also adds to that? All the germs that people put on those foods when they touch them and they pick them up and go, no, I don't want this for lunch, and put it back. Mm-hmm. You're getting those germs and it's making your body stronger.
Yeah, it's learning to fight other things. I don't want to get on like an FDA rant, so I'm not going to get too much into it. But fuck the American food industry, because the FDA sucks ass. And everyone needs to understand that added sugar is a direct link to cancer, and the FDA does not give a shit. There's direct link from added sugar to cancer, and nobody cares.
Did you also guys just processed sink into food. The ocean?
No, our connection's
what?
Fucked
what?
Up. Oh, so okay. we're hearing like a robot sound.
Yeah, you guys are kind of...
Sounds cute. I like it.
I will interject real quick. What should the poll say?
Make the right choice. Waffles or pancakes.
All right.
But make sure you put waffles on the right. Just in case they're like, well, you said make the right choice.
No confusion whatsoever. So, Gage, what's the poll you have? I'm going to do this on Twitter also.
It says, make the right choice, comma, waffles or pancakes. I'm going to put pancakes or waffles because make sure everything's on the right.
Computer screen just got wonk donk. It's good now, though.
All right. Yeah. Okay. Connection looks like it's better. Stay a minute. All right. What's the next thing?
It is Mardi Gras. I'm sorry, Mardi Gras.
Mardi Gras isn't Mardi Gras. It's Tim McGraw's sister, Marty.
Does she have a truck too?
Mardi Gras. Well, you know how like singers and sing stars, they'll change their names for stage presence.
Mm-hmm.
So he's Tim McGraw. She's Mardi Gras because it's just easier. Like, oh yeah, I'm Mardi Gras.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, like Tim McGraw, and she's like, oh yeah. The "muh" is short for Marty. Tim McGraw, Tim Mardi Gras.
Right.
But she just kept hers, got rid of the first name, and didn't hyphen.
It's a religious name.
Yeah, Mardi Gras.
Yeah.
And now Tim McGraw. She sings country.
She's got a big hat, too.
She does. She has a 7-gallon hat. And a big guitar. A guitar too big, some would say. Not me.
She can't fit her arm all the way around it to strum it.
Yeah, it has somebody else's on the front.
It fucks your shoulder up a lot.
She has a selfie stick with a pick on it, and that's how she strums it. It's like a cello, but like with a pick.
It's a millennial cello.
Thanks, Mardi Gras, for your service. Throw beads at her.
That's when she does good.
Yeah,
they reward her with beads. That's her currency.
Yeah, beads is money.
Mm-hmm. The beads are the money.
Uh huh.
Yeah. Next day.
Sure. Yeah.
Gage, it's quiet day.
Shh, shh, shh. Gage, you gotta be quiet. It's quiet day.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for respecting quiet day.
When do I stop?
Now. You can stop now.
I shared the poll.
You guys remember that idea we came up with, mostly I, but I don't want to take too much credit for it, of the quiet bar?
Yes.
Yeah.
When can we do that? Because I would like to do it. I think that'd be very fun.
Have you secured a site or anything like that yet? Like a place for it?
We can do it out of our house.
Okay.
No, I'm challenging the market.
How?
By leaving it open to see if anyone else is dumb enough to come fight us.
Okay. That's an interesting strategy. I'd like to see how it plays out, but
me too.
How do we make money that way?
The quiet bar?
Yes.
By overcharging, of course. You know what? Outside headphones, not allowed. So if they want to listen to music while they're here,
rent.
They have to rent ours.
And it cannot be too loud to where you can hear it in the bar.
Right. Oh, and we also said that we would penalize them for being loud in the bar. So we'd charge them more. Noise penalty.
And we would also test them, I think.
We call it an ordinance.
Yeah, we would also try and get them to say words so we could charge them more.
Exactly.
All the books... There's books, and all the books just say, shh.
Yeah, but to open a book, you have to put a quarter in.
Just say, quiet down.
There you go. That's down.
All the pages in the books are ripped out. It's just pictures of us.
We're doing the shh thing.
Quiet. Come on. like Harry Potter and stuff, and we're just dressed up like Harry Potter characters, shushing.
Can we also like hide some books that like when you open them they make noise so then we can charge them for picking the wrong book?
You mean like ghosts? Have ghosts in the book? Like, trying to come out of the book or something like that?
It could be book roulette.
You open the book, it just goes, and then that's $5. Stop talking.
I like this plan so much.
Plan's a good plan.
And we came up with a name already, right?
Speakeasy.
Speakeasy. All right, that's right. I'm willing to invest.
I think that'd be really funny. I've always wanted to be a bartender that was successful.
Mm-hmm.
They're hard to find.
I guess so.
A successful bartender is like finding a librarian that doesn't know how to read.
Do you want that?
Very, very rare.
I don't get it. I don't get why people are reading all the time. Like, I don't get it.
Words. You think you're smart because you know words.
You think you can walk into a library and ask the librarian if they've read all the books, and then when she says, or he says, no, you get real shitty about it?
And slap him?
Like, how am I supposed to know what book I want?
Yeah.
Or just go up to him and be like, what's the best book here?
Yeah.
Hey, what's the best
like
one?
When I worked at GameStop, people are like, I don't know, what do you like? I'm like, we're not doing this.
We could have very differing tastes.
Yeah, this is not going to work out.
That's why every time you ask, you say, in my opinion, what's your favorite game? That way, they have to answer it right.
Those conversations have never worked out, because even then, like, if they asked me, like, oh, well, what's your favorite game? Maybe I get something like that. I would tell them what my favorite game was, and they'd be like, nah, that sounds dumb. What about this game? I'm like, okay, well,
don't ask me next
time. Go ahead and take home Binary Domain after I recommended a better game. Whatever. Fuck you.
Go ahead and get Pokken Tournament instead of Smash.
Yeah. Big idiot. Pokken Tournament was fun.
But it's not Smash.
No, but it was fun.
You know what I just thought about?
What?
What if there's a bigger penalization for speaking in the speakeasy?
Okay.
What if every time you make too much sound, you cut someone's fingernail too short?
Oh my god.
Why would you do that? That's like an actual punishment.
Is that too much?
I think because
they would make more noise that way.
I feel like that's the ultimate, like,
but
like,
they've learned,
like, punishment.
They've learned something from it.
Because every time I do that to myself, that. I want to die.
But there's a takeaway. They've learned something.
But then do they know that? Rise up
revolt. They might. You ask them afterwards, once you clip, and they're like, that wasn't too bad, but later that day...
It'll start to bleed and, like...
Yeah, no way.
All right.
It is also Fat Tuesday.
So what am I supposed to do? Eat right today or fat it up?
I don't understand this always. Holiday. This Tuesday is confusing.
Eat very healthy pancakes. It's not that hard.
You can get fat off healthy food.
Yeah.
I think, isn't Fat Tuesday because you're supposed to fast after this?
Not a chance, though.
Well, you can't go fast if you're fat.
True.
Look at Sonic. He's a slender boy.
Yeah.
All fast people I know are slender.
Yeah. Except for Big Cat.
Big Cat, yeah.
Is he fast? Is he a speed man?
I don't
man?
Think he's fast.
Or is he a power boy?
He just likes to fish.
Fish and fist.
Yeah. Got a pet frog.
By that,
that's
I
his,
mean
that's
punch.
His whole.
By
like,
that, I mean punch.
Of course, of course. Why? I don't know. I don't know
what else that would mean.
Yeah.
Right. I couldn't mistake it for anything else.
You guys ever get fisted?
Can't say
by a cat.
By a big cat. You ever been fished?
I hate this. Oh,
fished.
No.
All right.
Well, that's it for the Tuesdays.
Thank you,
cool.
Kyle.
Thank you.
Now we're going to get into something that is okay.
Well, wait. I got some stuff I want to go over before we move on.
Please.
So again, fans are bringing this up to me, and I'm like, you guys have to talk about it on the show. So I'm like, okay. Pancakes and waffles, we already talked about.
Sure, we did.
Yep, go vote.
We know where that is. Mm-hmm. I was also asked, how do you snap?
I'm sorry?
With your thumb.
Define?
Thumb and middle finger, right? When you're snapping.
Yes.
Thumb and middle finger?
I used to practice snapping, and I could snap with my index finger, my middle finger, and my ring finger all at once. And so I have, like, I would do
like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like all three, like do do do.
Yep.
You didn't have a lot of friends growing up, did you?
No. No.
That only came up because somebody we're friends with snaps exclusively with his ring finger.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, I can understand doing.
I don't like it.
Is his ring finger stronger than his middle finger?
Middle finger.
That's scary.
Is he right-handed or left-handed?
I don't know.
Ask him right now.
All right.
Hey, listening.
Hey, Ted.
Do you know?
Are you left-handed or right-handed?
Even left-handed, it's still my middle finger for me.
Well, I mean, like, if it's his dominant hand. Because if it's his left hand...
Shut up!
The ring finger... The ring finger is connected directly to the heart. So maybe his heart, he's got a strong heart.
Ooh.
That's why I'm curious.
Okay.
Hmm.
But I can understand that. Have you ever tried to snap with your index finger?
I mean, I was just doing... Index finger. No.
What?
No, it's too close.
It's hard.
It's too close.
Can you do it with your pinky?
No, not confidently, no.
I don't want anyone to see me do it.
yeah, twist it. What about whistling? How do you whistle?
I can't whistle.
Do you breathe in or breathe out?
Both.
Breathe out.
I do both.
Breathe in.
I whistle more often when I whistle. I breathe out to whistle, but I do whistle both ways.
I recently learned how to whistle breathing in, but it's real bad.
Really?
Look how people can do
it for me.
I can't. I don't know if I can. Can't do it.
That was out and then in.
That's how they do that?
No.
Oh, so it's just like out.
Well, they could do. You can do it. You can do in. You can do in out. You can do out.
Just freestyle it.
Yeah, you can freestyle the whole thing.
Okay, cool.
You can do in out tongue stops, out in. You
know, whole thing.
You ever whistle through your ear?
No.
All right. Just curious.
It's not yes and, it's no.
Do you whistle? Can you whistle with your tongue?
No, I wish I could. My dad can.
It's really hard.
Yeah, he'll just like, I just see him just like make some weird shape with his tongue, and then it's just a loud whistle. I'm like, I don't know how you did that.
That are like people that whistle with their fingers.
Oh yeah,
I don't fucking get that.
They just put their like half their hand in their mouth and they do it.
They just chew on their knuckles and just a whistle comes out.
Yeah. Oh, maybe it's like Attack on Titan. They put their fingers in and bite them, and then there's a whistle that comes out.
That's the nerdiest thing I've ever heard in my life. I thought we tried to keep weeb shit out of the show.
To answer your previous question, the person who snaps with his ring fingers, he says he's right-handed, but he snaps with both hands that way.
Okay.
He's got broken guns. That's all I gotta say.
Let's see. Yeah, when you learn, he was a fucking freak. So
what? When you learn how to snap, did you do it open hand, or did you do it where you curl your index finger?
Oh no. No.
Wait, like, do
I'm getting asked so many weird questions I've never thought about before.
When I snap, you don't remember that day? My ring finger and my pinky curl, but my index finger goes out.
Like I'm pointing, like, hey.
Yeah.
You. So I can throw the thumb up like guns.
Yeah, you. Hey. Because you do that.
Yeah.
When I learned how to snap, I made my hand like this every time.
Man, I wonder what the snaps sound like in headphones for people that are listening to this now.
They're just like,
probably real bad.
Well, I can hear you guys snapping.
It's, yeah. It'll probably be fine.
Yeah, they're okay. They've heard worse. They've listened to us.
That's true.
The next question, the last one before we move on, is how would you shorten the word nachos?
Ooh.
I got it.
Chips.
Yeah.
Notch.
Notch.
Get some notches.
I like notch.
I would shorten
notch.
As chips.
What about chos? You trying to get some chos?
Ooh, chos. I like chos. I like chos a lot.
Okay.
It can get confusing. So the argument came up.
I shortened nachos at a Mexican restaurant the other night, and I said chos. Hand me some of them chos. Everyone's like, are you saying chodes right now?
That's
I'm like,
what it sounds
are
like.
Are you immature as fuck right
fucking
now?
Grow
I didn't say
up.
A
what
D
is this, middle school?
This
grow up and
chode.
Give them chodes.
You understand we're talking about nachos. I said chos. No D included. So
okay,
shut the fuck up.
Sounds like you, it sounds like
no,
chodes. Yeah,
it doesn't.
Does.
You're just,
it does.
You're just an immature child.
No. If you're thinking about it, you will hear it.
I think of just the word chos.
Stop thinking
like
about
I
dicks.
Chose this. I chose chos.
I see that. But then we
like
decided
when your parents give you a chos. To and do around the house.
Yeah, but notches
you know,
isn't a shortened
chose.
Version of nachos.
It's not.
Go outside, sweep the grass. This is one of your chos. Chow, go get your chos done.
At that point, what's the difference between nachos and chips?
It's so
the
different.
Cheese.
That's the thing.
Well, no, you don't always have cheese on nachos.
Don't you?
No. There's not always cheese on nachos.
You should 75% of the
time. You should always have cheese on nachos. Otherwise, it's not nachos.
What's the definition of nachos?
I'm Googling it.
Oh yeah, you Google it.
Cheese sauce surrounding a chip.
Yeah, I was thinking nachos to me.
Noun.
Is cheese.
Is it a noun?
Chips dipped in like anything else, like salsa. That's chips.
Nachos, the definition. A dish of tortilla chips topped with melted cheese and often also other savory toppings. So it has to have cheese on it to be nachos.
Okay.
And other savory toppings if needed.
So the fact that you hear chodes
so,
is null and void. Doesn't
so
count
wait.
Anymore.
You like cheese?
But now that means...
You want some chodes?
Yes.
They are just chips.
No.
With melted cheese on them.
But they are still chips.
Yeah,
they're upgraded chips.
But Jarrett, bread without anything in it is just bread. You put something in it, it's a sandwich, right? It's the same thing.
True.
What's toast?
Cooked bread.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hot bread.
What does that have to do with it? I'm confused.
Shut up, Kyle. Bread already cooked bread?
No. Double cooked. Twice cooked. Ooh, refried.
Refried.
We have to start calling toast refried bread.
What are croutons?
Damn. What if you deep fry refried beans? Are they?
It explodes that the universe can't keep up.
Yeah, you get sucked into your pot.
You get put inside your own pocket.
Right.
You have to eat your own chin.
Got to start.
Yep.
All right. Well, I'm glad you guys said chose was the cool one because that's the one I came up with and everyone thought that was stupid. So fuck everybody. All my friends.
You can't say nah. What do you want? Nah. Like,
nah. All right, well, you don't want anything. Stop walking away from me. I was nah.
Bring me nah. Nah, right now. All right. So I guess now we're going to get into this other thing.
Mascot Madness.
We're in Mascot Madness, everybody. Yeah.
They know because of the cool theme song that played.
Mm-hmm, yeah, mm-hmm. That one of us made and put a lot of time into and really was happy that you guys liked it and that you guys thought I was cool. But we'll keep it anonymous.
I don't want to be this guy right now. We're halfway through the show. Do you want to read the ad?
Yeah, we can if you want.
Yeah.
So, even though the intro already happened for Mascot Madness, welcome to Mascot Madness. This is an ad. This show is brought to you, or at least this episode of the show is brought to you by Intune CBD. It's a CBD company based out of Virginia Beach and ships across the entire U.S. all for free. They have plenty of CBD products from tinctures to gummies to dog treats and even pet tinctures and stuff. The dog treats are actually something that I am actually really happy about because they are human grade, which means that it's the same quality of products and CBD that goes into human products. And so it's real peanut butter, broad spectrum CBD, which means it's THC free. Since THC is bad for animals, it's toxic, which means also that you can eat it. I've eaten one, and it tastes just like peanut butter. It's actually a really good little biscuity treat, 15 pieces in a bag. It come in two different strengths, 5mg and 10mg, and you can use code HWD to get 15% off your entire order. That means that any product you put in, the entire cart will be 15% off. And again, it ships all across the U.S. for free, so you don't have to worry about paying any extra shipping. What you see in your cart is how much it's going to be, and you don't even have to worry about it. So again, use code HWD for 15% off your entire order, and thanks again, Intune. All right, so we're going to get into Mascot Madness now.
Okay, to remind everybody at home, Mascot Madness is the popular segment of the show that we've done so many times, of course, where we all pick one thing out of a category, and those things, through a stipulation of different rules, fight to the death or try and do something that outlives
theoretically.
They don't
actually fight to the death.
Yes. Yeah, we're not going to go out and find things to do this.
Or if they're already dead, we're not going to re-kill them.
No, that would be a bad trip.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so who wants to talk about the category? Do you want me to bring it up?
Well, since it's the year of election, I thought it only pertinent to either. Now I have two options here, and it's up to you guys. We can do out of any president that's been, like, so all the presidents.
So presidents then.
Yeah, you can pick a president.
No vice president.
Were you about to say
presidents.
Any president that's been president?
any president, because there's like the president of like other countries. So I wanted to make sure it was the president of the U.S.
Okay.
Or we can do contenders for president, but I think president will work a lot better.
I think president's more
because let's be honest, Ted Cruz would win every single time. He is the Zodiac killer.
He is Zodiac killer. I mean, come on.
So I don't think that would really be fair. So yeah, we're gonna pick out of all the presidents of America, who would win in a fight? And now by fight, I mean fist fight. So no weapons, nothing like that.
Mm-hmm.
For me, for my money, I'm leaning towards Andrew Jackson because he's a mean looking assault bitch.
He has been in a war, I believe.
He's been in a couple wars.
He's been in the like an Indian war, I want to say.
Did
you just say medieval? Like,
what?
No. What did you say?
An Indian war. He's been in an Indian war.
I thought you said the medieval war.
He was in the Mexico, the what was it? There was a war that got started because Andrew Jackson told a guy, hey, go stand on the line between Mexico and America and get shot. And yeah. then we can wage war on them and take their land. And that's literally what happened. I think he was president during the Alamo. I don't remember, though. But he rode a horse. And that's a that's a sign of strength.
Can you pull it back for a second? Was that a joke that you said you were you didn't remember the Alamo? Is that a joke on the Alamo, or you just don't know?
Gage, why are you why you gotta pull my jokes apart?
I really love ruining them.
I quietly laughed to myself. So yes,
that was a good. That was supposed
Jared, to be. I didn't know if he caught it. I was like, I needed someone else to know that. Like, did I imagine that?
I was just letting Ian do his thing.
I was really hoping. I wanted that to be a little sneaker. I wanted like the smart people to get it.
Well, good thing I got it.
Well. Fellas, I hate to be the breaker of hearts. Oh. George Washington,
absolute
he's a puss.
W in how? This fight. What do you mean is how? It, George this... Washington single-handedly killed Britain.
No, he did not. Yes, he had a whole army.
George Washington fucking choked out the queen. King. The king. He choked him out with his hand.
Do you remember which king? Teeth.
But it was his left hand, obvious. He was jerking off with his right.
Do you remember which king, though, he choked out?
George.
Which one?
Which one?
Six.
Ooh. No.
It's my favorite. So you're going with George Washington?
I'm absolutely going with George Washington, dude. Are you kidding me?
Kyle,
George Washington was in his, what, like 20s or something when he was president?
I don't think so.
Hold on. How old?
I didn't know the guy.
I'm sorry.
I did not think he was in his 20s.
No, there's no way.
He fought in the French and Indian War.
You have to be like 35 to be president anyway.
When he was in the wars and shit. Hold on. Let me see.
He was the exception. They're like,
no, this is from beginning of presidency.
Yes.
So this isn't like during war and stuff. Like
this is president in his prime.
No. Yeah. This is while he's president.
Okay.
So this isn't like young Abraham Lincoln. Okay. He's slinging axes.
Hold on. How old was George Washington when he was president? He was in office in 1789, and he was born... Oh, God, yeah. He was 67.
A strong 67?
You know, he was a tough 67. I'm still sticking with George Washington. Fuck
yeah. He had wooden teeth. You better watch out. He'll splinter your gums.
George Washington's a tough dude. He didn't live through all that shit for nothing.
I need a little more thinking. Before I pick Andrew Jackson.
Kyle, who you got?
I might have to go Grant.
I was going to say Grant, but Ulysses S. Grant. I have a backup.
I feel like generals is like cheating, kind of, you know?
No.
Like him and Eisenhower, and I think there's another one.
There's a couple of them.
Yeah.
You're going to pick someone that gave up?
Ulysses S. Grant didn't give up.
No.
Didn't he?
No, he won. He won the war.
He did it. He did the dang thing.
He was the general for the North in the Civil War.
Mm-hmm.
You're thinking of Robert E. Lee.
And I don't know anymore if I'm backwards as fuck or if...
No, you're backwards as fuck.
Usually when Jarrett's on my side, I don't know.
Robert E. Lee was
that's
the commander
it.
Of the
South. Yeah.
Jefferson Davis and all them.
Yeah.
You
got Ulysses S. Grant was the leader of the North.
I'm not from this country.
It's all good.
You know what? Just like
I'm glad you're a citizen, though.
I'll pedal it back. I was born in a southern state, so I, you know, the South will rise again. I don't recognize that.
We don't recognize that win.
Yeah, I don't recognize Robert E. Lee giving up. So I'm pretty sure that we won that war.
It's heritage, not hate.
Yep.
Jesus.
Jokes.
I was like, I wish I didn't say that.
I'm just looking at like fair like flags where it's just like the Confederate flag is like heritage not hate. I'm like,
don't tread on me.
Oh God,
these colors don't run.
Oh Jesus Christ, Ulysses S. Grant's first name's not even Ulysses. That's
it's
trash.
Not.
That's cheating. Why would he lie to us?
Yeah, because his first name
is the president.
Kiram.
He can do whatever he wants.
He just
he didn't
they
like
just
it.
They yeah they call, they started calling him that and just what Ian?
That's what I was gonna pick.
Sorry.
Is that who I thought it was?
The Civil War man? Him?
Oh, no. I'm going to pick Teddy Roosevelt.
Damn, I'm going to tell y'all, it's becoming very
relevant.
Revelant.
Revenant.
Fast Ninja. I know I didn't pay attention in school right now.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Yep.
You have a question?
No, the fact that I thought George Washington was in his, like, 20s when he was president, that kind of rings a bell to me.
It's all good, man.
I never paid attention.
It was so long ago.
That's true. Imagine a 20-year-old as a president.
Well, he was the first one. I don't know. Maybe they made the rules after that.
Yeah, I'm going Teddy Roosevelt. He fought in the Cuban War.
Rough Rider.
I haven't gone yet.
No, yeah, go ahead, bud.
Who you got, Gage?
I had two that I was thinking of. We're going to try and whittle this down. My first go-to, of course, which I'm surprised no one has said him yet, Abraham Lincoln.
I said Abraham Lincoln, but it's not like the young, hardy axe swinger.
Oh, dude.
And not the vampire killer.
He's a chiseled, older dude. He's seen everything. He's been chopping stuff.
He got snuck up on and shot.
Guys, here's the thing, though. We're talking about a presidential death match, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Abraham Lincoln couldn't even beat a fucking citizen. Yep, he lost to a normal guy.
He got snuck up on.
Sneak attack, though.
Yeah, being deaded by a normal guy.
On my birthday, no less.
He was too busy yelling at the play that was on the stage.
That is true, yeah.
Well, someone hit his butt with a hammer.
Yeah.
They hit him in the butt.
Yeah. They don't like to talk about it like that, so.
I was going to say FDR, but he doesn't have a leg to stand on.
Damn it! Damn it! That was my side. You didn't let me finish my two.
You ruined my joke. I ruined yours. God,
I was going to say I was going to choose FDR because I bet it hurts to punch a wheelchair.
Yeah, but he's a pretty lame pick.
Uh-huh. Yeah, sweet. Okay, well, I'll just ignore that. Abraham Lincoln's my pick.
So what do we got? George Washington, Abe Lincoln, Teddy Roosevelt, and you're sticking with Ulysses S. Grant?
Thinking about it. I'm thinking maybe Herbert Hoover, just because he created the FBI, didn't he?
Well,
the Hoover.
The Hoover. The vacuum.
Yeah. No, that's not. That's a different Hoover. A different Hoover is the one that did the FBI, I think.
Okay.
Harry Hoover, or is that Harry Hoover?
I don't know.
President Hoover was in the 20s. He got a lot of flack for the Great Depression. Because that's when he got into office, and the poorhouses were called Hoover Huts.
Hooverville.
Yeah.
Yeah.
People hated him.
What was his name? Well, I'm looking.
I don't remember. But yeah, President Hoover. What about Truman? He dropped the bomb on Japan. He knows how to make the hard decisions.
You know what? When I started the show and someone had told us that they never learned anything from this show, I hope they eat those words.
Truman also looks like a fucking psychopath.
Here's the thing. Abraham Lincoln, the only president referenced in Fight Club.
I've never seen Fight Club.
So, well, you should.
So Abraham's references don't mean nothing to me.
They mean everything.
The only Abraham Lincoln I know is the Vampire Hunter.
Mm-hmm.
Even still cool.
But he doesn't... That's fiction. That's
well,
a work of
fiction. Yeah, but you would only write that kind of fictional story about the most badass dude on the planet.
That's not true.
That is totally true. Why do you think The Rock gets all those movies?
They're all true.
Yeah, they're all documentaries, right?
In real time,
We call them rockumentaries.
Hmm.
Yeah, times like this, I wish... Teddy Roosevelt. Hmm. Abraham Lincoln, like this, you wish what?
I was going to say, I wish The Rock had been president at some point by now, so we'd pick him. But no.
Well, if only the guy from Idiocracy was president.
Camacho?
Was it Camacho?
I think so.
Not Terry Crews, even though that's who he played.
Yeah,
what about
definitely him.
I'm surprised nobody picked, like, Bush or something. Ronald Reagan, but he was an old fart. He's not going to do much, except for tear down walls.
Like, I really want to pick somebody from the Whig Party.
Why?
Just because I feel like, you know, they had a lot
to say. Thomas Jefferson.
Yeah, I was going to say, you think Jefferson could put up dukes? Or maybe John Adams?
From the Whig... Gage?
I was going to say, no one picked Benjamin Franklin. He could outsmart everybody.
He was not a president.
Gage.
But he also had syphilis.
Okay.
Well, while that's true, he still...
Does that make him... Yeah.
He wasn't a president, though.
No, but it's the office joke. But you guys hate that show, so fuck you.
I'm a Parks and Rec boy.
I've heard of it. I've heard of The Office. I don't know a thing about it.
I work in an office.
Yeah. Oh, you mean Rhonda over here?
Yeah.
She's a hoot.
She's definitely got a good head on her shoulder.
You sticking
with Ulysses or what? You
yeah,
got?
I'm gonna stick with them.
All right.
Yeah.
Jerry, man, we're going to have two polls for this episode.
Oh, yeah. I'm sticking with Georgie.
Okay.
For sure, for sure.
Hmm.
All right. So it's decided. George Washington, Abraham Lincoln, Teddy Roosevelt, and Ulysses S. Grant.
Trying to think. I think I'm only going to do two.
Yeah, you'll have to do reactions.
Or do you want to post this poll on the day it goes up?
Yeah, I'll post it on Tuesday.
Okay. We'll have to do reactions for it.
Okay, that'll work. Abraham Lincoln, but it's going to happen.
No, Teddy Roosevelt, carry a big stick.
Dude, George Washington, my guy. Think about all that shit George Washington
Look,
did out on that
punch
battlefield.
Up to Lincoln.
You can.
Dude's too tall.
Do you know what Teddy Roosevelt did? He drove the U.S. Navy around the world just to scare other countries. He's a fucking animal.
Abraham Lincoln's out there emancipating dudes, making armies.
That sounds sexual.
Sounds kind of cool to me.
He's just emancipating.
Okay,
in the other context.
Abraham Lincoln is 6'4".
So tall. That was so tall
George Washington was 6'2".
And like 150 pounds.
I'm pretty sure Jarrett is almost 6'4".
Yeah, but everyone was 5'6". I'm 6'2". Whatever time it was.
George Washington was 6'2".
Still not tall.
Abraham Lincoln 6'4".
Still not tall.
That is very punchable.
Nope.
Yeah, that's
a very punchable
height. What is his wingspan?
This is important now, actually.
His reach.
So, Kyle, who was your pick?
Ulysses S. Grant.
Short boy. I don't know.
He's probably average.
Grant was 5'8".
So, what a tiny man.
Ian,
hey, I won your war.
I picked my war. Teddy Roosevelt. He's only 5'10".
Okay. 5'10", that's, you know,
he's taller than my
though.
Dude.
Grant was a scrapper.
My man's tallest.
Kyle, you're at a disadvantage, certainly.
He's got small arms. That means they're unpredictable.
I got a bayonet.
No weapons. Donald Trump is the third tallest president in history.
What does that mean?
He's 6'3".
Still not taller than Lincoln. Best president.
You can't catch him. He's too tall.
That's what I said last week, Ian. I'm glad you learned from the show.
I know. I just remembered. Now my whole plan is foiled. He's too tall. Right. We can't catch him.
This is a fist.
His arms are like 6 feet long each. He's going to punch so far.
They call him Jimmy the Reach. misses his man.
This is a fight not like 21, though. We're not playing blackjack out here.
Hell no. But now hang on, Gage.
Yeah.
The older that people get when they're taller, their joints go bad faster. So does that mean he has expired joints?
Yeah.
No, hell no.
So, also, Theodore Roosevelt.
Yeah.
237 pounds.
Okay.
Oh, he's a fucking animal.
Much bigger than any of our picks.
He's a fucking riot. He's a fucking tank.
Was he that weight when he was president?
I believe so, yes.
How do you know?
I don't know.
Check his trading card.
Look up his stats.
his year-to-year stats. Uh-huh.
Abraham Lincoln, 185.
That's a pretty good dude. 185,
6'4", 185.
That's awesome.
Thin.
No, this dude's
that's
great.
Thin that's as thin. Fuck.
Yeah. No.
How?
185. Dude, he's the same weight and height. Almost. I don't think he's maybe the same height. Maybe he's a little shorter than John Bones Jones, the UFC champion. This dude's gonna fight like a fucking tank.
No, he's not. He's a pussy.
Yes, he is. You can't catch him. This dude's amazing, man.
You don't have to catch him when you're slinging dukes.
You can't sling dukes with him. You can't reach him. One, you know that. And two, he can reach you before you can ever think about reaching him. He's going to catch you a half mile away.
George Washington with 6'2", 182.
He's going to throw
George
his
Washington's
fist at
a
you.
Fucking solid boy.
Oh, it's a close matchup, but it's still
solid.
Less. Weighs less, is less height.
I think we got definitely the two best picks, though, Gage, for sure.
Yeah, we're fighting a fat ass.
Oh,
and then someone who's only winning.
Teddy Roosevelt's
going to
fuck them up.
Little short boys.
Little short boys.
Numbers.
Except white flags and burgers.
Just remember, a lot of women won't date any guy that's under 6 feet tall.
That is proven.
They date men, not boys.
Yeah.
So y'all pick two boys, we pick two men.
Mm-hmm. I would like to point out that Theodore Roosevelt was a boxer.
That is true. That is true.
So
now while he's president.
He still has the memory and the chops of a boxer.
No, president takes your brain away, melts you away. You forget
it melts your brain out.
Why do you think Trump golfs so much? He doesn't want to lose it. It's like, I have to have this.
Totally. Dude, right. Teddy Roosevelt's going to fuck them up. He was a fucking boxer.
Not a fucking chance.
Oh, my God. Check the stats.
I checked the stats. Mine come out on top. Lincoln's the one.
Read the stats.
So does Grant have a horse
Let me
or
tell
not?
You guys. Let me tell you guys.
Like, I don't know.
No.
Damn it.
During his days in the White House, Teddy Roosevelt regularly put up dukes against former professional boxers and other sparring partners until a punch from a young artillery officer smashed a blood vessel in his eye.
How tall
and
was
left
that
him nearly blind in his left eye.
Mm. Can I
so,
pick him?
During his presidency,
he was blind.
He was boxing. However, he got busted up by a nobody.
Yeah, but I would like to point out that during the presidency does not mean the latter half. So I can pick before
but if you,
the blinding.
No.
Yeah,
no,
I can.
If you take boxing Roosevelt, you have to take blind Roosevelt. That's how that works.
Bullshit.
It happened so during his presidency.
Just because it okay, Abraham Lincoln got shot during his presidency. Does that mean Abraham Lincoln is just dead?
Hold on. Yes. Real quick, I just found a website called The Street Fighting Life of Abraham Lincoln.
Oh, okay.
So give fucks. Oh, hell yeah. I don't know if this is real, but
sounds like another like movie that they're making.
Yeah.
He's fighting werewolves or some shit.
I want this to be so real. But I'm clear. I'm sure it's not. Just
it's probably like an it's probably like an RPG or something. Like you
I
found
would,
like
I
a
would play it. But oh, hold on. We can have this be valid if because there's a similar story down here that says The Strenuous Life, Theodore Roosevelt's Mixed Martial Arts.
Okay. Mixed Martial Arts?
So if Theo not just is boxing. Mixed Martial Arts, I want Street Fighting Lincoln.
Yeah, but Roosevelt also got shot in the chest and then proceeded to give a 90-minute speech while it was still lodged in his chest. Your president got shot and just couldn't get back up.
He was shot in the head!
I don't give a shit, dog.
I'm sorry he didn't puncture your fat president's stomach and put him on the ground.
Hell yeah, it was the chest, not the belly.
That's what I'm saying.
Also, let's look at facial hair. Look at that fucking big old beefy mustache and your little thin chin line.
Whatever. Lincoln had a neck beard. He's good with katanas.
No weapons.
Just saying, he knows kung fu.
The threat is there. He knows how to use them.
He's got it in his jeans. He's watched a few YouTubes.
If he finds a lead pipe, he's dangerous.
He's a street fighter.
Yeah.
He fought all of them. Ryu, Guile, Ken, Chun-Li. He hit a woman.
He'll hit anyone. He don't care.
So he's... I don't know.
My money's still on Teddy Roosevelt.
Dumb.
He's a fucking madhouse.
Jared, are you ready?
Yes. I am ready. I was waiting for the presidential debate to end. But now... that's over, we can read it and forget it. Gage, play that fancy song that we made.
I was going to ask, did you make a song?
I did. And
did
you just played it.
It's going to be weird when nothing plays.
What?
Are you making homework for me or homework for you?
I made you a song. I sent it to you.
Lies.
Yeah. You just played it. We heard it. Everybody heard it. Everybody's just heard that music.
Everybody heard.
So anyway... Let's get into this first question. This is what is at the top of your bucket list?
Drive a Batmobile.
Okay.
I don't have a bucket list.
Yeah, we've done this on the show before.
Oh, fine.
I think we have, yeah.
Fucking.
But I love it. I like bucket lists. You want to hear more from mine?
No.
Since they're all stupid.
Sure.
How deep's your bucket?
Ian's not going to help.
My bucket's deep.
Ian, what's
trench.
Something you want to do before you die?
I don't know.
I want to fight a shark
Kyle?
And win. I want to fight
yeah.
a shark and win.
Oh, okay. God.
Well, they don't have thumbs, so it's an auto win. You should fight a gorilla and win.
Ooh,
I
want to
jump out of an
too.
Airplane. It's pretty much the
skydiver.
Yeah. I don't live dangerously. So
very specifically, it's important to know that the only stipulation is I want to jump out of an airplane. Whether
okay.
or not... that includes a parachute. That's
or in
topic.
The sky
or any instructor.
But
it can be on the ground and jump out of it.
Yeah, that too.
Or the instructor can be on the ground and he can be like, "You're doing great."
He'll just catch you.
Yep.
That was easy. I thought maybe there would be more debate to that. What is something that's normal? like that people do, but it still kind of weirds you out.
Eat their boogers. Kids do it all the time.
All the time. All the time.
That is real normal, though. Oh, like, people do that. Like, maybe not normal, but common.
Normal?
Not normal, but we'll say common.
It's yeah.
For kids, it's normal. They think it's candy, but it's not. It's just boogers wrapped up in snot.
They think it's candy, but it's snot.
That's the song.
What was the question again?
What's something that's normal or common? I added common. But still weirds you out. So something that, like, people do, but it kind of weirds you out.
Use bidets.
Mm.
Gotta get that butt flushed.
That's so weird to me. I don't like water shooting up my butt.
I would say being a Pittsburgh Steelers fan.
Oh, okay.
Mm. Or just any other weird...
disagreeing with me in general.
Yeah. For me, it's people that make a lot of noise in the bathrooms.
You don't like that?
Mm. Very specifically, two things. People that think it's okay to talk to you while you're in the bathroom.
Okay.
And people who put their hand on the wall at the urinal and go...
or like the forearm up on that, like, forehead
they
on the forearm.
They put the whole thing, like they're so tired that they have to rest at this urinal.
Right. Mm.
Both of those things fucking weird me out.
Here's the thing. Spend less time in the bathroom.
That doesn't... No. I won't do that.
Fine.
Shit. I don't know.
Would choose French toast over waffles.
You have any paper?
Okay, Gage.
Pass me some... Pass
Kyle,
me some
what do you think, bud?
Oh.
they're doing their own, like, orgasm.
We're doing our own bit right now.
We're
sorry.
We're doing a bit by ourselves. Sorry, guys.
Oh, man. I don't know. I can't think of anything right now.
Kyle, pass. Can't think of anything. Pass.
He doesn't have a bucket list.
No.
Okay. You guys are making this difficult on me today.
I'm trying. Say another one. And I don't,
so it, you're well, saying that we're making it hard.
Yeah.
I say when people don't wear underwear.
Okay. God, that's something I'll never understand.
Yeah, thank that's God. Weird to me, too.
People that don't wear underwear?
I've done it. I don't see the appeal.
I think in any situation, not wearing underwear is weird unless you're sleeping.
Is there a situation where not wearing underwear is a better thing to do than to wear underwear?
When you're sleeping.
I'd say swimming.
Okay.
Well, some, like, some bathing suits, like, oh, you,
I
like,
wear
there's no liner.
Shorts that don't have
liners,
you know. So I wear... And then
I have to wear underwear when
but
I'm
I guess that's fine.
Yeah.
Just wear a Speedo.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay. Well, I got good thighs, so.
Just wear a Speedo there and then go. The shorts over.
Do you guys have that weird thing where, like, your leg hair stops at the top of your thighs and then it just looks funny when you're wearing a Speedo?
I've never worn a Speedo.
Did you just what did he say?
Your leg hair stops at your thighs.
Oh, I thought he said your legs just stop at your thighs. I was like, what?
Yeah, it doesn't become gap.
Yeah, it's just nothing.
You just have a gap. Gap. That's gap. What they when they say thigh gap. That's what they mean.
Yeah.
You are the operator that pulls the lever on the electric chair at a prison.
Okay.
Hell yeah. What do you say before you execute your victims?
Peace.
I'm gonna do like some dumb puns from Batman Forever or something like. I hope this doesn't shock ya. And then, wow, got him. Something stupid like that.
Did somebody get electrocuted in Batman Forever?
No, but that's just what Mr. Freeze did. Anytime he froze somebody to death. He was like, chill out.
Yeah.
Chill out. George Clooney's the best Batman.
I'm not having this conversation.
Next mascot.
Ooh, there's another. That's another mascot, though.
I had it on there.
Yeah. Okay.
I would probably ask them to rate their final meal.
Okay.
How would you rate your last meal?
You probably
like on Yelp.
Yeah. And then zap.
Take a selfie.
Yeah.
With
ooh.
Hey, can I get a picture?
A before and after.
That'd be
I
cool.
would just say, oh shit, this thing's not working. I guess you're free to go. And then lean on the lever and it drops.
Do that just, countdown thing where you're like, I'm going to do it on 1, 3. Two and flip it.
Yeah.
Or just be like, hey, this is a test run, and then just flip it real quick. The next one counts.
I just want to see if this works. Can you tell me if this hurts or not?
This is just be like, this is 1, and then flip it. This is 2.
You're gonna feel.
I got one more.
Yeah.
What would be the worst thing to put in your kid's pinata?
Oh, tax. Tax.
Tax.
Other kids?
Animal organs.
Plural.
The number one answer, well, the top answer that I saw on this when I read it, and I'm only reading this one because this actually was funny, hornets.
Oh, okay.
I was saying any kind of like flying like beetle or something.
I think like actual guts. Yeah. Like legitimate, like you go to a butcher shop. Because there's this guy, Ross Creations, and he did that. He filled a pinata full of like animal like liver and guts and stuff for his nephew's birthday party, and they broke the pinata and just all the guts fell out, and all the parents were like, "What the
That's
fuck?
Awful!
You did it!"
It's like, "Yeah, go get it all."
I was also gonna say student debt.
Ooh, okay. Sir Stromming.
Oh yeah,
yeah,
absolutely.
You'd smell
absolutely.
It.
It'll be hard to hide it in there though. Yeah.
Could you imagine that seeping out?
Yeah,
out of the bottom.
Keep it on the same page of just doing candy, but do it like unwrapped candy. So when it all hits the ground, they're like, "Well, fuck!"
It's all
melted together.
It's just nerds.
Is there any way you can spray an entire spray of like Axe body spray in a pinata, and like when they hit it, it just goes?
You absolutely sand? Can. You just you take the can, you tape the top, and then drop it in the pinata and seal it up.
Oh, okay. See, when you all were talking about this for Stromming, it wouldn't be like a traditional pinata. It would be a metal encasement, I guess, and you would just have like a pen knife like poking at it type thing.
Okay.
Yeah. For the Stromming pinata.
How many pinatas have you ever seen that are like that?
A lot. And like an Iron Maiden pinata? Yeah, a lot. They're very
popular. Super popular.
They're just playing their music.
Yeah, you got it.
Yeah, that's it. That was the last one.
Okay.
I couldn't find too very many good ones. Too very many. I'm sorry.
Too very many.
I couldn't find very many really good ones, so I kind of just stuck it before. But yeah, we're good. Gage, go ahead and play that jam back for the folks. This one's going to be in reverse this time.
I don't like
you. Hey, there it is. That's what's
I can
up.
Actually, if you send it to me, I can actually put it in reverse if you want.
No, I can do it too.
Oh,
do I want to? No.
Aww.
How do you? Fine. Never mind.
You can do it with Fruity.
You play music to Satan, Kyle.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do you want to skip mine and go to Gage's?
Can.
Since we're running pretty well. Yeah.
All right. Mine's more similar to Jarrett's, but it's rapid fire questions again because this is always fun. I got new ones I want to try out.
I got a comment about your rapid fire questions. Actually,
did you?
Last time we did them. Yeah, from a listener.
What's that?
They said those were not good questions.
Really? I thought they were pretty good.
I was like, I like them, and she was like, yeah, I mean, they were all right, but they could have been better.
Where's her
better
questions?
How?
I don't know. I'll have to ask her. I hope this is better for you, listener.
Maybe you should ask her how many podcasts she hosts.
Thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening.
So, Gage, what's the, like, what are our answers? Our short answers? Like, one-word answers? What kind of answers are you looking for?
Short answers for these, usually we try and keep them as small as, like, as short as possible, but, like, if there needs to be elaboration, that's fine, or if there's something more to it, that's okay,
like,
too.
Quick off the dome.
Yeah.
Right. We want, like, the first thing that pops in your head for when you hear my question about whatever's going on. If you got to think about it, that's fine. I'm not a stickler for this thing.
Okay.
We want to do, like, another 10 minutes on this, my boy?
Yeah.
Sure.
10-minute timer. All right, we ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to hit the reset button. Blah. All right, first question. We'll do the same order. Jarrett, Kyle, Ian, right?
Mm-hmm.
Twitter account right now?
Ooh, favorite Twitter account.
Click start.
Start. It's going.
I guess if I had to pick one, I guess it's the Apex Legends Twitter account. I don't really get on Twitter very much. But...
Okay.
T-I-L-Y-S... Oh, I don't know. It's the Tim Robinson thank you thing on. Yeah, it's very good.
Sure.
It's very good. Ian?
I don't know if I have a favorite Twitter, actually. I like one mainly because I hate them and I think all their opinions are fucking stupid and it's fiction.
You follow this person?
Yeah.
This person you hate.
Well, actually, no. I don't follow them, but I always see their tweets because people that I follow them.
Gotcha. What do you do when you find a hair in your food?
Take it out.
Assume it's mine.
Pick it out and keep eating.
Take it out and keep eating.
So no one tries to send it back or try to do anything like that?
No.
You're not just grossed out?
That's extra nutrition.
Okay. What do you dry off first after a shower?
Hair.
I think it's my hair.
Hair.
Hair. You always start with the hair because you never want to work up. You know, you get all the dirty bits and then you rub your hair down with it.
If you dry off the rest of your body first, your hair just drips down to the rest of your body anyway.
Are you guys afraid to, like, dry off your butt and then dry off your face right after with the same towel?
No.
Neither am I.
See, Gage, what I'm concerned about now is hair and then other stuff. Because hair gets everywhere now.
You have long manes.
Yeah.
Have you ever mixed two cereals together?
Yes.
Yeah.
Which kinds?
Most recently?
When was this?
It was Cinnamon Toast Crunch and Frosted Flakes.
That's actually pretty good.
It's not bad.
Mine is Honey Bunches of Oats and Honey Nut Cheerios.
No, I haven't because I'm a Christian.
Oh, wow.
Okay, well, you should try it, Kyle. It's great.
Kyle, I've never done it either.
You need to sin more.
Break the rules. What's the worst smell?
The worst? damn. Sir Strawman.
Don't say it.
Fucking garbage, bro. People that don't understand that they stink.
Body odor?
Yeah. Like deodorant? Or deodorant body odor?
Yeah. But it's one thing. It's
your
one
Old Spice smells too terrible.
It's one thing to just be near somebody that's been sweating and stinks like sweat, right? Mm-hmm. It's another thing to be around somebody that doesn't realize that they stink. Because
to
it's
be fair,
worse.
I am one of those people. I struggle with understanding that I smell. And every time I sit next to Kyle, I always worry that I stink.
Ask him.
It doesn't bother me. It doesn't bother me.
So you didn't say I don't stink, though.
It's the same thing. It's like, oh, you got food in your teeth. Like, what? Like what?
Kyle, what?
Oh, my God.
I'm so sorry. You tell your friends
my answer.
You told me the other day
I did.
My teeth.
I did. And I felt weird about it.
Why?
My answer is swish. Swish.
Swish?
Yeah, swish.
I would have to say, like, a cinnamon, like, smell. Like, Big Red.
Mm.
Really?
Hmm.
Yeah. Mine's for stomach. Nothing's beat that.
Well, yeah, both of you guys threw up smell in it.
Does pineapple go on pizza?
Absolutely.
No.
No.
I say absolutely as well. Bone in or boneless wings?
Bone in wings.
I'm saying bone out.
Bone out, I realize bone in are better.
Yeah, bone in.
Okay. See, Kyle, I appreciate your answer that you said that you like bone out wings, but you realize that bone in wings are better.
I know where I stand, Jarrett.
Give me that.
I appreciate
he was there.
I know.
I appreciate you, Kyle.
Inferior. I know it's an inferior wing. I get it.
What would your TED talk be about?
Oh, Jesus fucking Christ.
Hemp or cannabis.
Oh, God, this is going to sound bad.
Just because I know a lot about it.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. RuneScape. I don't know. I know a lot about it.
Oh,
so
yeah.
We're going to talk a lot about it.
Either hemp or Dark Souls.
Damn, I right now I guess I'd say it's got to be Pop Figures or Apex.
You know what? I was going to say BioShock or Batman.
Yeah.
They're all video games. Have you ever been to an axe throwing bar?
No.
Dude, I would love to go though.
There's one in Norfolk.
You go there and throw an axe.
Huh.
Yeah. Get drunk, throw axes. Have Baby Yoda memes gone too far?
No.
Yes.
Yes.
They went too far when they first started.
Not at all.
No, I think they were fine when they first started.
Now
it's too far.
Not at all.
The chicken nuggies.
Milk and chicken nuggies, baby.
That stuff's
Let's
terrible.
Let's go.
That's terrible.
There's a shirt at Target. It's too far.
What word can't you spell? For me, it's received. I get it wrong every fucking time.
I cannot think of it. I struggle with necessary. Okay. Actually, specifically, I struggle with unnecessary. Because my brain
How many
never
ends
can
do I
remember
here?
If it's two N's or one N. So.
Okay.
I just rely either, on I always get confused with height and weight.
Height and weight? Okay.
Yeah, because they're backwards.
Weird.
Weird? Okay.
I before E, but no. But not in weird.
Yeah,
weird,
not
right?
Weird.
None of those rules are ever anything. Have you ever had your bank card information stolen or money stolen?
Yep.
Same.
Yes, recently.
Recently?
Damn. Recently.
I'm still confused on the Ian saying height and weight are backwards because they're spelled the same.
No, they are not.
Height
yeah,
and
they
weight.
Are.
Well, I thought he meant that like he thinks weight should be called height.
Height and weight are spelled the same just with a different W and an H.
But like what they mean, I guess.
Height is H-E-I-G-H-T?
Yes, yeah, so is weight. Just with a W.
I disagree. I think height is H-I-E. That's why I have trouble spelling it.
I before E.
Now I have to look this shit up. Weights W-E.
That's why I have trouble spelling it, okay? Because my brain doesn't understand that E comes before I.
Yeah.
How is it weight and height? It should be heat. Or hate.
Or height. Or white.
Wait, yeah. Is spelled or W-A-I-T. All right.
Continue.
What embarrassing thing did you like as a kid? For me, it was Sailor Moon.
I played with, do you guys remember those, like, little pets? With, like, the big heads and the small bodies?
Neopets.
No.
Not Webkinz.
It wasn't Webkinz.
I had Tamagotchis when I was a kid, but I feel like everybody did.
Yeah.
Something that I liked that I'm embarrassed about?
Something that you liked as a kid that you're embarrassed about.
Oh, I ate Chapstick, like, a lot of it.
I really liked it.
Because I really like Chapstick.
So the question one more time was,
what embarrassing thing did you like when you were younger or a kid?
Biting noses off of action figures.
Oh, that's a good one. No, that's legitimately I love doing that. I used to do.
Han Solo, gone. Red Holy Power Ranger, shit, gone.
I forgot about that. I used to do that all the time.
When
I thought of this question, I imagined it being like, oh, you know, I liked ponies or dolls or something. Not like, well, I took action figures and bit noses off.
Yeah.
No, that's, dude, holy shit.
Yep.
I spent a lot of time with magnifying glasses and anthills.
Ooh, I did that too.
I played with Barbies, but I had four sisters.
Spelling my names with dead lightning bugs.
What's the most terrifying animal?
Ooh.
Shark.
Scary looking or like terrifying as in like...
What's terrifying to you?
I went straight head on with this thing. I guess a gorilla.
Sharks.
Be terrified.
Mine's a gorilla.
I hate snakes, though.
Okay.
I would. Yeah, I'd say like a gorilla.
Gorilla.
Shark or gorilla. Spider?
Over it. A spider.
I hate spiders.
Those are two very different animals.
Well, I know, but they're both equally as terrifying to me.
Best song in the last 10 years. This might be a tough one.
Ooh, that After is a Party very by the Menzingers.
Okay. I can't even think of one.
Best song in the last 10 years?
Yep.
Yeah. That was easy for me. After the Party. I saw that band twice twice live, and they played that song both times, and I jumped in the pit when it started.
Hell yeah.
My favorite song of all time.
I'm trying to think of songs from like years and years and years ago that I still listen to, and it's very difficult to still pick one. So
I'm looking.
All right, we'll come back to that one. Favorite swear.
Oh, cunt.
Fuck.
Oh, I can't say it. Oh, man.
Say it. Is it? You can't
I like
say
fuck.
It. Is it?
Fuck is good. Okay. Fuck is good.
Cunt is my favorite.
That's a good one.
It just sounds good. It sounds so good.
Cunt.
So just abrasive.
Do you hug your friends?
Every time. Yes, all the time.
I tell my friends I love them sometimes. It makes me uncomfortable.
Let's see. Did you like the ending to Game of Thrones?
You skipped Kyle.
I do not.
Oh, sorry.
Well, sometimes. Sometimes, yeah. Sometimes.
I didn't not hate it.
I've never seen an episode.
I was very neutral about the ending of Game of Thrones. I didn't like it. I didn't hate it.
Mm-hmm.
I was very in the middle. I felt like it could have been more, but it also could have definitely been worse.
Same. Yeah, same. It should have been longer, but I'm fine with what it was.
It rushed. I feel like it rushed.
Yeah.
I liked it just fine.
39 seconds, Gage.
Last question. This will probably end it here. Finish this sentence. Sometimes when I'm alone, I...
pick my nose. Sometimes you got a boogie in there, it's bugging you. You got to pick it.
Replay old scenarios and wish that I had said different things.
Okay.
Overthink everything.
Yeah.
Overthink everything.
But I do that a lot, like in the shower. My brain will go, hey, remember when that dude said that one thing to you? Wouldn't it have been really cool if you had thought to say this instead of what you said?
Mm-hmm. Mine is remembering things I said or did that was super embarrassing and they just, come back to haunt me.
That too.
And I can't stop thinking about them. And then when I'm with other people, I'm fine. Yeah. But alone, I'm like, why do I suck?
Why did I do that?
Right.
Yeah.
Kyle, were you able to come up with a song?
Fuck. Yeah.
He locked his phone and forgot.
I did. let's go with Corn Dog Sonnet number 7. Okay. So it's mine. Yeah.
I'll take it.
I'll send it to you later.
Corn Dog number 7.
Sure. That's the first song I can think of.
What about, what's that one that's like Tandy Miller?
Oh, Frog Song.
Yeah, Frog Song.
I'm going Frog Song.
That's a pretty good song.
Yeah. Good one.
I got nothing. I just have nothing.
Do you have any other, what's your favorite question that you've done since, like, have you written in, like, a new question that you like?
I don't think so. I think the one where I said finish the sentence, sometimes I'm alone. Some of the questions I have are just the easy ones, like waffles and pancakes. You know, those are
right.
Fine ones too. But when I do an interview, like I want to hit them with something quick they can answer and then something that they got to think about. So that does become like, what's your favorite Twitter account? And people are like, oh, I really like this Twitter account because they're really funny. Or this one, it's really informational or something like that. I don't know that I have a favorite one. The embarrassing one's always fun. I do like the one where I'm like, where the question that is, was your losing your virginity good? And people are always like, oh no.
It's like, well, that answers that. Yeah.
I like the rapid fire questions, and when I get to use them for interviews, it's my favorite. Sorry that they're not everybody likes the questions, apparently. Gosh. She's probably mad I'm not asking her the questions.
I think she might have been mad that you didn't answer any.
I think he did. Well, some, not a lot, but that'd have been some.
That, good to hear.
Oh, I think he said that I didn't answer the questions last time.
Yeah, yes. That might have been her biggest gripe, was that you didn't answer any of them.
On the interview,
you did at the end, didn't you?
He did that last one.
Okay.
I did. This one I did. Because I figured, like, I want to be part of this. Don't leave Gage out.
You're too tall. We can't catch you.
I'm too tall.
Did you say you want to fuck
Jared,
you guys?
I like Baby Yoda. I'm not hating on Baby Yoda.
Baby Yoda sucks.
This chalky milk thing. This chicken
chalky
nugget
milk
thing,
and chicken nuggies, baby.
Whenever Baby Yoda is dressed up to look like a sports athlete, whenever
Bro,
he's got a Glock for
some
reason,
the chalky.
It's too much.
You mess so with the chalky, Gage. You get the Glocky.
I don't get where these fucking things come from. He never spoke.
The internet, bro.
Wait, why is he saying
we're gonna,
why does he love chalky milk and chicken nuggies?
He's a baby.
I don't
we're
get
gonna
it.
Put words in
chalky
his mouth,
milk
Gage.
And chicken nuggies.
Babies Kyle. Don't eat or drink those.
Oh, you mess with the chalky, you get the Glocky.
This is so stupid. I hate these things. Ugh.
Baby. Gage is popular. You have to like it.
I guess.
And if you don't, then you just don't like it because it's just too popular.
Ian, you very specifically don't like a lot of things because they're popular, though.
Name seven.
Seven?
You said a lot. Seven's a lot. It's also the Lord's
Game
number.
Of Thrones. I feel like you would have watched it at some point had it not gotten hyped up as much as it did.
No, I just didn't want to pay for HBO.
Okay.
Probably the same thing for The Office, though.
The Office,
I actually
you specifically hate because other people hate it, or because other people like it.
I don't hate Game of Thrones at all. So go ahead, keep going.
The Walking Dead, probably the same thing.
I actually really like The Walking Dead.
I thought you said you didn't like it.
No, I didn't like it after it got really
boring. Now he's reversing it.
No, I'm not. Yes, I watched every episode up into season six because it just after season six, after like the whole Negan thing, I was just like, yeah, it's getting kind of boring.
Okay.
Go ahead, though.
I'll stop there with you guys, but I'll update you on our poll. So far, our poll...
You could have said Baby Yoda, because that's true.
I thought he was going to. On the How We Do Podcast Facebook page, facebook.com/How We Do Podcast, the poll right now sits at 73% split. 73% in favor of waffles, 27% in favor of pancakes.
Well, of course.
Of course.
On Twitter, it is currently 67% in favor of waffles.
Of course.
Who else voted?
Don't worry about
it. Do we have that many people on Twitter?
They're voting. That's all that matters. They're out there. They're in the polls. They get it.
I think we have more voters on Facebook right now than we have followers on Twitter.
That's probably true.
I think we have like four.
They know the issues. They're voting their way. They should.
I do like it when we throw out the podcast on Twitter and like it gets like likes from other podcast pages. No one else
cares
to do anything with it though. You know, and that's the thing about Twitter that I'm finding out. When you do something funny on Twitter or something, people just hit the like button instead of fucking retweeting it and sharing it with their followers so they get more likes.
Yeah.
No, what the hell is this? Retweet the damn thing.
Yep.
Not that I'm ungrateful, but damn.
All right. Well, that's going to do it for us at the How We Do Podcast. Thank you all for sticking through this long. I know it's kind of been a doozy of a show, kind of jumping back and forth. Got an ad in the middle of a segment. Kind of weird, but I'm into it. Do you guys know if we got any reviews or anything?
Nothing on Facebook or iTunes, so no.
Rip. Rip the skip.
But we do need to start checking the other one, too. That Movie Place. Make sure you go rate that one because it's a new podcast, and we need everyone to rate it so we end up in new and noteworthy and get all the views, all the lovely views.
We're funny, funny boys.
And by the time you hear this, we will have a Twitter for it.
Yes.
Okay. So be sure to follow that, too.
Is that because you forgot to make one?
Possibly.
Neither here nor there.
You know what I like about the That Movie Place? It's like it's super searchable compared to How We Do.
Yeah, I think we can actually get that like at name, so...
Yeah,
probably.
That'll be fun.
Also, I want to point this out because this is something we talked about in the past but never actually did. We're thinking about changing the name of How We Do Podcast, and we need your help to decide what we should call it.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think this podcast should be called? We might not change it at all, but if you could change the name of this show, what would it be?
Can we change it to Do We? Question mark.
3.5 men.
Do We? Who's the half man?
Is it just
if
like,
you have to ask.
is it Howie Mandel dressed up as Dewey from like Dewey Duck?
Sure.
Dewey? I don't know.
All as right, long as yeah. the show can have a Howie Do a Howie Mandel pun in it somewhere.
I don't know.
Just an idea. If you like Howie Do Podcast, we'll keep it that, you know? But we also need to come up with some nicknames for our followers because we have nothing to call you guys.
Doobers.
So we can call you Doobers.
I think we have before.
I think it sounds familiar.
All you Doober girls and Howie boys.
Ooh, let's call them Dougs.
Dougs?
Yeah.
For why?
I don't know.
Okay.
We'll research it. We'll get our marketing team.
Kyle,
on
that
it.
Was a good one.
What?
Whoa.
Yeah.
He's practicing his dubstep.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you all for coming along. I hope you all had a good, great time. We're gracious for the meal we're about to receive. Bless it to our body and our body to our souls. You can find us again on iTunes, both podcasts on iTunes, Google Play, and on Spotify. It's How We Do Podcast, and also Dat Movie Place, where we review movies, see if they're good or not, or whatever. Other than that, thank you, Chef. Stay golden. Raise hell, praise Dale. And do it for Johnny.